reports his session with.
Just one second. I'll be right back. Yes?
General Goodpaster says his session with General Eisenhower went extremely well. He'll send you a memo this afternoon, but he thinks it was just terrific. He was very cordial, favorable. He repeated again that there was no implied criticism of any kind or involving complete support. He talked about the same understanding on both sides and that the air was cleared and that the whole proposition was on all fours. I thought you ought to hear that news, and he'll give you the details in a paper later this afternoon.
Fine, Bob. Appreciate it very much. Now, I want to make a brochure, 6 or 8 of those, and you all got 15 men down there, and get about 4 or 5 speeches that are a little bit different ones, and start grinding them out today that are 1,000 to 2,000 words. They don't have to be too polished, but just to say that our country's united and we have a policy, and the circumstances have changed, and the aggression's increased, and they've stepped up the warfare. But our policy goes back to the Truman Doctrine, Greece and Turkey. It goes back to Eisenhower and Lebanon. It goes back to Eisenhower saying he's going to help those who help themselves. And we applaud our Marines, and we applaud our fighting men, and we salute them, and we're going to stand behind them. And then quote a sentence from Eisenhower's letter to Churchill and Eisenhower's letter to Jam and Dulles' statement, and they're bound to be a good one from Wiley, and they ought to be a good one from Mike Mansfield. He spoke on the treaty. What did he say?
That I'll have to find, sir. I have someone researching
and
that now.
Then I'd get all those senators that spoke on it, get one sentence from each one of them, and then get some folks like Dodd and McGee, both of them out of town traveling, but there's some other folks, not Democrats. I want some people that vote against us once in a while. Let me see, Sparkman would be a good one to make a statement like that. Our Clark would be good if he's there. He's a little bitter, but he's gone. But I'll tell you who to get if you give me 6 speeches, and try to get Beto or whoever you've got down there, Coopers or some of them, and they don't have to be the finished product, but just to rewrite this dossier I sent up there this morning and put it together with some documents and with some observations about how pleased we are with our men willing to die for liberty, and quote from one or two of these letters from these women. Say a woman wrote the president the other day and said so-and-so.
Right.
And let's get a little flag in this stuff before it gets away from us.
All right, sir. Very good.